which then brings us to the next item that I would like Mr. Robertson to introduce.
So we're going to skip over our liaison report until tomorrow, as I mentioned. And then now we'll move to uncontested items. Items 8 through 15 are uncontested items. The bulk of those are MPDS permit renewals. There's one rescission in there, an MPDS permit rescission. With item 15, the winery general order, we'll also have a small presentation to kind of connect the dots of where we've been and where we're headed with regards to the regulation of wineries in the region and to some degree in the state. But all 8 through 15 are consent items.
So what I suggest perhaps is that you make a brief introduction for each item, and that way if there are either specific questions which do not necessarily imply pulling this item of out of consent, you know, give an opportunity for perhaps clarification questions from our board members.
Right. Okay, so I'll walk through them one by one and then signal if you have any questions, and our hope is we can answer them real quick and keep them on consent.
Thank you.
Okay, so leading off.
Chair, may I just make a general comment about all of them as a whole? So I don't want to repeat my comment, because it'd be the same one for all of them. I just wanted to note that these particular, the wastewater treatment systems that are up for renewal, they're all secondary treatment, which is something that we would like to see advance either to tertiary or in other ways, redesign those systems, upgrade them in different ways. But I do want to recognize that almost half of them have either currently are partially treating to tertiary for recycling, and or have plans or have studies underway, both in terms of revenue producing services for other surrounding communities, which expands then this ability to recycle water, this is great news, and or to recharge their own groundwater basins and eliminate surface water discharge, particularly the powder on the Lake Nacimiento and Baltier, but also discharge to the ocean, which is something, again, that we're all hoping to see. We don't let our incredibly valuable water resources simply just be washed down, flushed down the creeks into the ocean. I know we need flow in our creeks, and some of these systems actually support maintaining flow. So that's just my kind of overview. It was interesting to see so many of them come up at once, and we typically don't have this many.
Right. We're playing a little bit of catch-up here with the MPDS permitting to chew away at our backlog of old permits here. That's why so many at once. Great point, Dr. Hunter, with respect to keeping our eye on the ball with the best and highest use of water, and discharging into the ocean is typically not that, you know, in our water-starved region. And, of course, we'll talk more about that tomorrow with the feature discussion tomorrow on recycled water, but I appreciate the comment. Okay, so referring to the individual items, the first item, item 8, is a termination of waste discharge requirements for the Cuyama Community Services District in New Cuyama. They're converting to a pond system and getting out of a surface water discharge system. This will eliminate the mandatory minimum penalties that they occasionally suffer.
Can I just make a comment on that? Because I know that it's a decade and a half in coming, and so I really just want to commend the staff for continuing to work with Cuyama and really the community of Cuyama to suss this out. It's been a long road for them, so I'm very happy to see this move forward.
Question about this item. So
they ceased in January 2016, right, to discharge to the creek, and then began discharging to its evaporation ponds. Was staff involved in reviewing whether the ponds were adequately engineered for receiving effluent? And when does staff intend to put them into the next permit? How much of a gap is there going to be?
This is Harvey Packard, section manager. So yes, we've been involved throughout the whole process, encouraging them to switch disposal options. We sent the letter yesterday, actually approving their enrollment in the statewide general discharge permit for small wastewater agencies, so they're now permitted legally to discharge to those new ponds and to do the recycling. So there was a gap there, but we were working with them, and they're covered now, so I think we're all good.
Good.
Thank you.
Look at my left. We're good with this item. All right. Next one, please.
Actually, I'm just going to polish off this one with the recurring theme of small community services districts and the technical, managerial, and financial challenges that confront them. And this is a perfect example of that, the Cuyama Community Services District. Okay, moving on to item 9. Item 9 is the updated MPDS permit for the Goleta Sanitary District. This is a significant one because it removes the 301H waiver, which allowed for the facility to not have full secondary treatment. That is gone now, and it's been an issue of discussion before this board for about 20 years, or the 20 years I've been here. So this is a significant milestone.
Looking at my left, looking at my right. Next item, please.
Okay, the next item is an updated MPDS permit for the Avila Beach Community Services District in San Luis Obispo County.
So I have one point is that, in Avila, there is some large groundwater extraction users. Specifically water use, for example, for a golf course, which is 100% irrigated from groundwater. And upstream, the city of San Luis Obispo is required to discharge approximately 1.2 million gallons a day of treated water for beneficial use in St. Louis Creek, and in fact, they have to upgrade their plant to meet our water quality discharge requirements. So a question I have there is that, on one hand, same location, you do have a significant amount of potable water being used to water turf, and yet, this facility doesn't have currently in its program recycled water, which could be a Title 22. So I think it gets back to the same issue of small community, the resources, but it also highlights again what Dr. Hunter was saying is, we're going to have a whole discussion on recycled water, but, when I added up all of these facilities, it's millions, plural, capitalized, millions of gallons every day that is not being recycled. And yet, we just got out of a historical drought last year. So has there been any tap on the shoulder saying, what about working with some of the larger community user?
Right, so we, I think Harvey might have a response to that, but we also have, I believe, the district engineer, Brett Hageman, is here.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps he wants to respond to that too.
Yeah, and just for clarification, my intent here is not to pull this out of consent, but I think it's an opportunity, to get a little bit more clarification, because otherwise, for example, our board would never review these items because they're not agendized. So, I look at this more as a opportunity for us to see a little bit what's happening and what's coming down the pike.
And I'll encourage this discussion too, because as we ask an individual community, whether it was Morro Bay in May or it's Avila Beach now, what impedes you from getting to more recycled water or recycled water at all in your sort of sphere of influence, mm-hmm. radius of influence? We better learn what our leverage opportunities are with those things that are getting in.
Exactly, because, you know, tomorrow we'll be talking, you know, programmatically, but here we're talking about real life
individual
yeah. on the ground examples.
Harvey Becker again, I just add that we have been talking with Avila and with San Ignacio County, our Mutual Water District, about recycling opportunities, and Mr. Hageman is here and prepared to talk about it if the board's interested.
Yeah, I would like to, you know, just get a little update from him.
And just for clarification, San Miguelito is an adjacent wastewater treating entity nearby Avila Beach.
Thank you. Welcome.
Good morning, Chairman Wolf, members of the board. Great to see some old friends and colleagues. I'll keep it very brief. The district, the CSD, and San Miguelito Mutual has received a grant from the State Board for a water recycling facilities plan. We're about 70% completed with that. We're looking at both individual upgrades. You may be familiar, San Miguelito Mutual has a little pond system up in Cherry Canyon, a very simple and low energy facility, and then they go to percolation ponds. And as you know, the district, the CSD has runs about 60 to 70,000 gallons per day through a secondary disinfected and then to an ocean outfall. So when I came on board about 2.5 years ago, it's like I have a golf course that my treatment plant sits on, but I'm putting water in the ocean. This can't be right. And so what we're trying to do, there's kind of a triangle there of the Miguelito Mutual, the golf course, and the district. They're all three separate entities. To the extent that we can get the golf course interested in taking some recycled water for some of their well water, making a trade, the preliminary numbers on the report, because it's such a small flow rates and relatively capital intensive on the order of $10 to $20 million to upgrade, or maybe even look at a regional plant, it makes the price of the water up in the $4,000 to $7,000 an acre foot range to get about 170 acre feet. So very expensive water when you look at it from that perspective. But if there is, if maybe a development is going to occur on the golf course where they would be convinced to bring recycled water into their portfolio, then I think we'll have a little bit easier sell for the ratepayers, basically, in the CSD as well as San Miguelito Mutual. So we're hoping to finish the report up in another month or two, and we certainly appreciate the State Board's funding 50% of that report, and then let that guide us to future negotiations as well as capital improvement programs for the two districts, two entities.
Thank you, and I think you addressed, you know, one of the critical success factors for small communities, and that's regionalization, where often, you know, you need the critical mass because, indeed, you know, these costs are disproportionate for a small district, but if you do combine them, then the economics, you know, become a lot more sustainable. And then also, before I forget, although you were introduced by name and title, but for the record, if you could give your name and title.
Oh, sorry.
No problem.
Brad Hageman, General Manager, District Engineer, Contract Engineer for the Avila Beach Community Services District.
Thank you. And looking at my right, Mr. Young?
I don't really have a question, but I just wanted to acknowledge Mr. Hageman, for those board members who probably don't know his connection to the Water Board. Brad, how many years did you work as part of staff?
17 years.
17 years.
Yeah.
And in what capacity did you end up?
I came in as an entry level or maybe an associate engineer. And when I left in 2004, which is amazing, late 2004, mm-hmm. I was the assistant executive officer to to Roger Briggs. I had the opportunity to work with Monica on the Morro Bay NEP program. It's been around for a while. It's interesting to be working in Avila and thinking about the big dig and all the other stuff that went on there. So it's been fun. I'm now a part-time contractor to the district, and I have a couple other small clients that I work with to keep me out of trouble. So,
well, I always appreciate seeing our old staff working in the community in their independent capacities, because from all of those connections that I have seen come before the board, we always seem to have a good result with getting their clients on board with what they need to be doing.
Yeah.
So, anyways, good to see you, Brad.
Good to see you.
Yeah, I was just thinking the same. I say, oh, it's nice to see the intellectual legacy staying within the Central Coast.
Yeah.
So don't think of moving out of state.
Yeah,
that's what we're saying.
It's pretty tough. We've been anchored down in the northern, just over the grade in Atascadero for 30 years now. So
thank you.
Thank you.
I just have one comment, and I just sort of wanted to underscore the need for regionalization. I'm familiar with San Miguelito Community Services District in Atla, and certainly, the golf course is out there. Whether or not any sort of development moves down, I think is a large question, just given the land use issues. So to the extent that you can, I think it's really important to work on a regionalization. It's, and that also speaks to the larger issue of having smaller communities continue to potentially not be able to shoulder the costs and operate on the technical level needed, in order to have better water quality and more water reuse. So I just wanted to underscore the need to continue those regional dialogues. Thanks.
Thank you.
All right, and I think Dr. Hunter and then Mayor Delgado have a couple of brief comments.
So, Bradger, I see you taking your seat. I don't really have a question for you, but I just wanted to echo, I think when we do have the opportunity to see the opportunity for regional thinking, I hope that, and I'm confident that our staff is available to work through and think through some of the more challenging aspects of that. We have one area in this region, which you're aware of, in the Salinas area, the Monterey County area, where the regional program there has literally not only undergirded the ag system as a whole for the coastal area, but it has proved to be exactly what it needed to do. It's scaled up, it's growing, and it's expanded its capacity and services and technical design. And I think any effort to create a regional program, a regional framework, whether it starts small, has over time, I think, the potential to grow with the needs of these small communities. And I'm hoping that dialogue that you're holding or that you're engaged in, that people are willing to look forward. I know it's hard for small communities with elected officials that maybe have two-year terms to think more in terms of decades, but that is really something that hopefully you can keep on the agenda as well, and look to the model of the Monterey area to see, what are the benefits? How has the economic viability of the tourism? There are things that were never envisioned as part of the priority problem to be solved, but ultimately the multiple benefits that have derived over several decades of that system being in place has benefited the economics of the region as a whole. And so I think we think about water quality, but I also recognize that the economics, not just of the investment, but of the return on investment, is something that hopefully is on the agenda.
Thank you. And Mayor Delgado.
Yeah, thank you. Nothing specific for Brad other than thanks for all of your career years of service in water quality and related issues. And Avila treatment plan is just one specific, but I only want to ask that tomorrow's recycling policy discussion may include kind of a roadmap of how our board could be educated about the number of wastewater treatment plants and what kind of a process we can use to case by case. We can't address them case by case. There's too many, but there should be some kind of a plan that gets the most bang for the buck to achieve the kind of results that you were seeking in your comments, Jean-Pierre, earlier. But if we don't have a roadmap that looks at it as a whole, then we'll be dealing with this case by case, and that's probably not the best way.
Thank you, Bruce. And thank you for giving us some clarifications. So, Mr. Robertson, next item, please.
The next item is item 11. Item 11 is a reissuance of the MPDS permit for the Heritage Ranch Community Services District. This is adjacent to Lake Nacimiento in North San Luis Obispo County.
All right. Looking at my left, looking at my right. I do have one question. Is this CSD within the Paso Robles groundwater DWR designated critical level?
Right. Harvey Packer again. We did check the map on that, and it is not. It's right up next to the lake and not within the basin boundaries.
Okay. And now that question was prompted by me again looking at, you know, best use of water and the fact that in many of these areas, including Cuyama Valley, for example, you know, we do have DWR designated basins, and under SGMA, you know, there's going to be some expectations of management plan to bring the basins into balance. So that what triggered my question. All right, thank you. Next item, please.
Next item is a reissuance of the MPDS permit for the Arthur Wilson Quarry in Aromas, California.
Looking at my left, my right. No comment.
Moving on, the next item is the revision or reissuance of an MPDS permit for the South County Regional Waste Authority Treatment Plant in Southern Santa Clara County. And this actually is we're making reference to regionalization. This is a regional plan.
No question or input?
Okay, the next item is a revision and reissuance of the MPDS permit for Carpinteria Sanitary District here on the South Coast.
Dr. Hunter?
Thank you. Just one question. Can you just review or clarify what is the situation regarding this permit and the reopener clause that is, I understand, was specific to this particular permit for and I'm looking at the report. I don't see what the reopener clause refers to, but I know we've discussed it. Can you remind me how staff is going to deal with this particular permit?
Ms. Harvey Packard, I think I can answer that, and Sheila can help if I miss something. But they are one of the agencies that is planning for recycling. They want to do a potable reuse project, highly treat, recycle, to get recycled water and inject into the groundwater basin. It's unclear whether or not they'll be able to do that within the five-year term of this permit, but if they do, they'll need some permit revisions to allow that recycling. So that's briefly discussed in the permit. The permit doesn't get into the details because it's still in the design phase, but if they do get the project up and running within 5 years, we'll have to revisit this permit before that time.
So when they are at a point where they feel that the time frame of this permit would constrain them from moving ahead, then they would come back to you and ask you to add these additional, or do the review and add these additional conditions so they could move forward before the permit expires?
Correct, right. Okay. We don't know exactly what the permit will need. They'll probably need a second permit like we issued for Monterey Regional that allows the groundwater injection, but there will probably be some revisions needed also for the NPDES permit, for instance, for reverse osmosis residual in the ocean outfall.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. All right, I see no question, so we can proceed with the next item.
Okay, so the last item in the consent agenda is item 15. This is a renewal of waste discharge requirements for a general winery order specific to the Central Coast. And Howard Kolb of our staff will provide a brief presentation to kind of connect the dots with respect to where we've been and where we are going in winery regulation.
Good morning, Chairman Wolf, members of the board. My name is Howard Kolb. I'm staff engineer in the WDR program. Today I'll be providing the board with an update regarding the regulation of wineries in the Central Coast region. Staff is recommending adoption of a general winery order today that is essentially an extension of the existing order. But let me put that general order before you today in context so you can see why we're extending it. So, what is proposed? Staff's proposing a new order to regulate winery waste. It is essentially an extension of the existing order. There's a need to renew that existing order because there are waiver conditions that sit within it, and they need to be reviewed every 5 years. That order was originally adopted in 2008, and then we did an administrative extension, but we really need to go through the legal process of getting that waiver readopted. And what that waiver allows us to do is enroll small wineries that are considered low threat and expedites the regulatory process for those facilities. The proposed order before you today reaffirms that existing waiver and continues our program so that we can move forward with some other regulatory aspects that we're evaluating right now, and I'll get to those in just a second. So what is proposed in what's before you today? It has the same requirements of the existing order, same regulatory tiers, same application process, same prohibitions, specifications, provisions, and monitoring requirements. The only difference to the current order is there are some updated anti-degradation findings, and those were done to make it consistent with recent anti-degradation policy. The board's also aware that we had a previous order back in 2016, which was called the Vine and Wine Order. That order attempted to combine waste discharge requirements with vineyard activities that were considered SIP or certified sustainable vineyards. We put out a draft of that document to the public, that we got a number of comments back. And it was determined that we needed to do more work on that, so that item is currently on hold. We're doing outreach, we're still evaluating it, but we're also working with the state water board on the state general winery order. And it is our hope that I have volunteered to review, write, edit, do anything that the state board needs to bring that document to fruition. We're actively participating in the meetings, and it is our hope that that will be applicable to the Central Coast region. However, we don't really know until it's done. So once it's done, we will either bring it to this board for a status update, and at that same status update, we would rescind the existing order. And if it doesn't meet our requirements, it would also give us time by having this order in place to pursue an update of the existing order. And again, I want to emphasize, we're hoping the state board order will work for us, but if not, we'll have 5 years to revise our order and bring it back to the board. So the recommendation is adopt the order before you today, and I'm here if there's any questions.
So I want to add to what Mr. Colt said, and he made reference to the fact that we are hoping that the statewide general order has the elements that we want in it or need in it to protect water quality on the Central Coast. But we're not just hoping. Howard is engaged in the process. He mentioned this briefly. He has offered to review, author, whatever it takes to ensure that we have opportunity to get into a state board vehicle those requirements that we deem necessary for the Central Coast. So it's not just hoping, but actively participating in it. Of course, we don't have full authority over what goes into a statewide general order, but we're trying to play well with the state board to ensure that it covers our interests.
Questions? Left? My right? You know, supporting a little bit your comment about working with state board. Of course, our state board liaison will be here tomorrow, so maybe we can kind of reaffirm that understanding. But my understanding, as being a participant this year with our monthly chairs meetings with all of the other region, is there's an effort to ratchet up a collaborative approach. When state board is setting up, you know, statewide regulations, and to get a much more robust input from the region. So, to that note, thanks for you know, volunteering and raising your hand. Say, I'll help. You know, because if we can get our DNA in the document, it'll be a good thing, because then it will improve the. Applicability of the statewide regulation, and this is not only pertaining to the winery general order, but all future orders. So I want to thank you, Mr. Robertson, for encouraging our staff to be fully engaged with state board on all regulations that do impact the region. So thank you for that.
Thank you, Chair Wolf. I also want to say that by his nature, Howard is the perfect person for this assignment. You know, he will lean in and make sure that they hear him. So I think that he's perfectly suited here.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
So can I move to approve the consent items 8 through 15?
Second. Any further discussion? I see none. So roll call, please.
Dr. Wolf?
Yes.
Dr. Hunter?
Yes.
Ms. Cervantes?
Yes.
Mr. Delgado?
Yes.
Ms. Gray?
Aye.
Mr. Johnston?
Yes.
Mr. Young?
Yes.
Thank you.
All right, so approved unanimously. And I would like now to take a 15-minute break and then reconvene for item 16. So this will bring us to 20 past 10. Thank you.